This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Zeggi today on this last weekend of October. And on our show this week, talking about their down-home Christmas tour, my friend from the Oak Ridge Boys, Richard Sturban, will be joining us. Then later on, comedian Tom Arnold will be here. He's part of a roadshow of Family Feud. And we'll be speaking to Joe Zolper, who's the chief mechanic on Garage Squad on Motor Trend TV. Next hour, Toya Brown Long will be on the program. She's written a book about her search of redemption after being accused of murder and serving 15 years. It's a fascinating story. Actress Marla Sokoloff will be joining us with a new movie on Lifetime. Actor Greg Grunberg from The Rise of Skywalker in theaters December 20th. And Carolyn Sloan. All today with Ron Zeggi today.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each. Deliver while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Does your car, RV, truck, or boat look faded or perhaps has some minor surface scratches? Painting a vehicle is very expensive and permanent. That's why I recommend SignZoo. SignZoo is the nation's premier vinyl design and wrap company. A 3M vinyl wrap can outlive a painted vehicle by years, and it can be removed at any time without damaging the original finish. Licensed, insured, the best warranty in the business, and over 20 years' experience is just a few reasons to choose SignZoo. Whether a wrap to promote your business or change the color of your car, RV, truck, or boat, a vinyl wrap is less expensive and more versatile than paint. And remember, SignZoo services the country nationwide. For your convenience, visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And get ready for a brand new look.
Sound that saved a wretch like me.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zeggi today, and you're also listening to friends of not only the show, but yours truly. That's, of course, the Oak Ridge Boys embarking on yet another country music tour, Christmas time, with 2019 Down Home Christmas Tour. Joining us right now, one of the greats of the four, Richard Sturban. Richard, how you doing? And good to hear your voice again.
Well, Ron, I am doing just fine. And as always, over the years, it is a pleasure to talk to you again and to your fine listeners out there.
Well, thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. I cannot believe now this is another tour of, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 28 cities, 14 states, between November 13th and December 22nd. Richard, how do you guys do this? And it's all on the bus.
Well, you know, it's what we love doing. Believe it or not, this will be our 30th annual Christmas tour. We started doing this many years ago, and, you know, I think over the course of the years, we've kind of become known for our Christmas music, and our Christmas tour has become the biggest part of our year, every year, and we're excited about doing it. Give us an opportunity to go around the country, see a lot of friends, and see a lot of people, and bring some cheer, some Christmas cheer to people all around this great country.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can attest to that because I've been at several shows with the Oak Ridge Boys, but in particular the Christmas show. It is sensational, and it's a conjunction with a brand new CD, the eighth Christmas album to be done by the boys called Down Home Christmas. And, of course, you and I have had this conversation before. Dave Cobb, great talent, produced this and did a heck of a job and did something that I thought was very cool. And I think he did this on the last CD, Richard. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Made it
going back to the basics. I mean, this was not a lot of big instrumentation behind where you can, you know, barely hear the guy sometimes. This was something where the instrumental was kind of diminutive and you could hear those rich voices of all four of you in this CD.
Well, Ron, you are absolutely correct. That's the way Dave Cobb is a genius. I could talk, you know, about him for hours, really. He's such a master at doing some great things in the recording studio. And quite often, we would actually get into the studio, just the four of us, with Dave Cobb and his guitar. And he made sure that he got the four voices right out there in the front, got them right. You know, the basic sound, you know, the raw Oak Ridge Boys, mm-hmm. He got that first. And then if he thought it was necessary, then he would add, you know, some instrumentation later. But the most important thing was, you know, to get those voices. And that's the way he does things. And that's why we love working with Dave Cobb.
Yeah, he is a talent to be reckoned with. Don't Go Pulling on Santa Claus Beard is a great new number on this. I love that. South Alabama Christmas, another great new addition to the lineup. But, you know, I played Amazing Grace going into this segment, and I know that's from a previous CD, but on the new CD, and again, it's called Down Home Christmas, does a little narrative before, does he not? And it's a very touching one, too, I might add.
Well, it is. You know, Dwayne has, you know, he has a way of expressing himself and talking. And you're right. He does a recitation on there that you know, it, you're right. It's very touching, and it really sets the stage for that song. And also, you mentioned, you know, Amazing Grace. You know, it was on an album before.
Right.
But, you know, our record label wanted, even though it's a Christmas album, and Amazing Grace is not a Christmas song, the record label wanted us to include Amazing Grace on the Christmas album. And the main reason for that is that you probably are aware, last December, we sang Amazing Grace at the funeral of President George Bush. You know, many years ago, we established a friendship with President Bush that lasted for like 35 years. You know, we first met him when he was the vice president in 1983 at the congressional barbecue on the lawn of the White House for President Ronald Reagan. And George Bush came up to us that day while we were doing a sound check, and he said, "Fellas, I cannot be at the show, you know, tonight. Would you be willing to do me a couple of songs right now?" So we said, "Sure, Mr. Vice President, what would you like to hear?" And he started naming songs that were not hits. He started naming album cuts, deep cuts. So we realized he was telling us the truth. He was a fan of ours. And so we gave him a little mini concert right there on the lawn of the White House back in 1983. That day, we established a friendship with him that lasted for 35 years until he passed away this past December. You know, and many times, you know, while he was in the White House, and even after he left the White House, you know, we would sing for him. We got to know him and his wonderful wife, Barbara Bush, as well. You know, they were two wonderful people. They became very dear friends of the Oak Ridge Boys. We sang for them many times. We would, even after they left the White House, we would go to Kennebunkport, Maine, where they always spent their summers, a beautiful place, really. And the four of us and our four wives would go there. We'd hang out with George and Barbara, you know, and we would get him personal concerts right there in his living room.
Yeah.
And he, of course, always had to invite the neighbors over, you know. And it was a very special time. But every time we sang for George Bush, there was one thing in common. He always wanted to hear his favorite song. And his favorite song was Amazing Grace.
Wow.
And not too long before he died, he asked us if we would sing Amazing Grace at his funeral. And we promised him. yes, Mr. President, you can count on us. We will be there. You know, we had no idea it was going to be in the middle of our Christmas tour last year. You know, we were in Spokane, Washington, and we did our show that night, that Christmas show. After the show, we went to the airport, got on a private jet donated to us by a very dear friend. You know, we could not have pulled this off without a dear friend of ours donating a private jet. But we flew to Houston, got there in time to go to the hotel, freshen up, went to the church. We were greeted by George W. Bush and Jeb Bush, the president's sons, and other members of the Bush family. They all thanked us for doing this for their father. We went to the church, sang Amazing Grace, and then went back to the airport and flew back to a place called Kennewick, Washington.
Wow.
and then did our Christmas show again. You know, in the process of all of that, no sleep in 24 hours, we did not miss a date. But the most important thing is we kept our promise to President Bush. You know, he always taught us to do the right thing, and we knew that was the right thing to do. And what an opportunity! What version of the Oak Ridge Boys singing, you know, Amazing Grace at President Bush's funeral was seen on TV around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as a result, our record label wanted us to include Amazing Grace on our up and coming Christmas album, Down Home Christmas.
Well, what a wonderful story! I know of his massive love and affection for you guys, and what a thing to tell your grandchildren. Speaking about grandchildren, you're going to be with your granddaughter on the 13th in Branson. Boy, that's great, huh?
Well, you're right. You know, in fact, I'm talking to you from Branson today, right now.
Oh.
And last week was her birthday.
Yeah, I
saw her last Thursday. Yes, as we're speaking. You know, so she's a beautiful girl. It's hard to believe she's a teenager now, but she's a beautiful young lady.
Yeah, she
certainly is.
I remember she was born. That's unbelievable. Richard, we're going to pause for just a second. We're coming right back with my dear friend Richard Sturban of the Oak Ridge Boys, the bass singer, of course, with that voice you can't mistake him, talking about the 2019 Down Home Christmas Tour that's starting next week. And we'll be back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
You can wrap your arms around his neck, hold his hand, baby, sneak a peck, get your picture made, make a face that's weird,
but don't go pulling on Santa Claus.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today and my guest from the Oak Ridge Boys, my pal Richard Stirbins. And Richard, now, if you see the show, and you got to see it, ladies and gentlemen, and first of all, must go to the website, theoakridgeboys.com. I hope, Richard, you're going to do the rocking chairs and the stories.
You can count on that. We definitely are. You know, the Christmas show is a special show. It's really almost two shows for the price of one.
Right, right.
You know, we come out in the beginning, and for about 40 or 45 minutes, we do our regular music. You know, quite often, people hear we're bringing the Christmas show to town. Usually, the very next question is, will we still hear Elvira? The answer to that is yes, you will. You will hear me do giddy up, oom papa, mau mau. Yes. But we will do that in the beginning for about 45 minutes. We'll do, you know, our regular hits, Elvira, you know, Thank God for Kids, you know, the songs that people expect to hear from the Oak Ridge Boys. Probably a few songs from our latest CD, 17th Avenue Revival, which you and I talked about before.
Yes.
You know, produced by Dave.
By Dave.
You know, we do that in the beginning. After 40 minutes or so of our regular music, we take an intermission, then we come back and we do a complete Christmas show. We cover just about every aspect of Christmas. You know, the romantic side of Christmas, you know, the fun side of Christmas. Santa comes out on stage. We have a lot of fun with Santa. Santa even goes out into the audience, you know, and interacts with the kids. And it makes it a real, true family show. It really does. After Santa leaves the stage, then we do the part of the show that you were referring to, the rocking chair segment.
Love it.
The four Oak Ridge Boys sit in rocking chairs in front of a fireplace. Each man takes turns talking. Childhood Christmas memories, what Christmas means to us, you know, individual. And we intersperse the talking, you know, singing some traditional Christmas carols. It's one of the most requested parts of our show now. It gives the audience a chance to get to know the four Oak Ridge Boys just a little bit better. Then after the rocking chair segment, we close out the show with a series of songs that talk about the real true meaning of Christmas. And we know what that is. You know what that is, Ron. It's the birth of Jesus. That's something that's very, very important, especially in this day and age. So we close out the concert on a very sacred note. The whole show is a total package. Our hits, our regular music in the beginning, a complete Christmas show that covers just about every aspect of Christmas, ending on a very, very sacred note. It's a great family show for families to come and spend some time together, you know, around the holiday season. It really is.
And ladies and gentlemen, they do this 31 times between November 13th and December 22nd. Mm-hmm. Richard, tell me about this Down Home for Christmas video that you did. The first one, Reindeer on the Roof, and then the other one for Amazing Grace.
Reindeer on the Roof is just a clever song. It's really a fun song. We had a lot of fun shooting the video. We had some special guests that made appearances on that video with us. You know, John Rich from Big and Rich, he came by and sang with us. Jamie Johnson, our good friend, who has a song on the Christmas album, you know, South Alabama Christmas.
Right, right.
And our actor friend, you know, what's his name?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. You know, he came by. He was so much fun. We wrapped him up in Christmas lights, and he really got into it. So he's on the video as well. We're hoping that CMT is going to play it.
Oh,
you know, we had a lot of fun doing it. And then just last week, we went and we did a video on Amazing Grace as well. And our record label is going to do their best. Both of these videos played as many outlets as they possibly can do it.
I don't know how you guys do it. I want to run down, but I'd be here till after Christmas to tell of all the great things that have happened to the boys over the years. Country Music Hall of Fame, the Opry, of course, which we were so excited. Over 40 million records sold. And most recently, Richard, you teamed up with the Department of Justice and the AARP for a great cause about awareness to elder fraud and abuse.
Well, you're right about that. You know, that has become a very serious problem in our country. And the Oak Ridge Boys have always tried to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, and this thing was brought to us by our manager, Jim Halsey. And it's a cooperation between the AARP and the Justice Department. And we cut a series of commercials, of videos that are going to be played, you know, nationally to make people aware of the serious problem. And it's primarily geared to the elderly because they are the ones that are being taken advantage of the most. But it's everyone. Even, you know, I guess I am elderly, so I guess it includes me. But even this week, my MasterCard account was tapped into. People are doing that all the time. You know, so it is a serious problem. And we tried to make people aware of the serious problem. So it's been a real opportunity for the Oak Ridge Boys to try to give back, to try to help people, you know, because it is affecting many, many people in our country.
Yeah, it happened to me, too, last week. It's something
that
happened.
Yeah,
it's bad news. It really is. Now, I have to ask you, Richard, a very, very serious question, okay?
Okay, Ron.
All right. Now, normally we have a lot of levity here, but this is very serious.
Okay.
Now that baseball season ends, what are you going to do?
I'm going through withdrawal. You know, it happens to me, you know, two or three times during the course of the year. I'm a big college baseball fan. And after my Vandy boys, the Vanderbilt Commodores, after they won the College World Series and the college season was over, I went through withdrawal. And then I'm a big minor league baseball fan. When the minor league season ended on Labor Day, I did the same thing. I went through withdrawal. And now once the major league season ends, I'm really going to go through withdrawal until February when pitchers and catchers report back for spring training.
That's funny. No doubt, everybody. Richard is a huge baseball fan, and we've talked about that many times. Well, again, go to the OakRidgeBoys.com for tickets. They're going to start at the Mansion Theater in Branson on November 13th and go through December 22nd, ending up in Joliet, Illinois. All the dates will be there. You got to see these guys. They're fantastic. And, Richard, I appreciate and treasure your friendship along pals Joe, Dwayne, and William. You guys are the best. You have done me so many favors over the years, and I really appreciate that. And I can't wait to catch up and see you guys again soon.
Well, thank you, Ron. Over the course of the years, you have become a dear friend to us, to the Oak Ridge Boys. I remember you came here to Branson, and we hung out together. We had a great time. And, you know, you've always been so kind to us. So thank you for promoting our Christmas tour, our Christmas album. When you do stuff like that, you help us, and we do not take that lightly. So thank you very much, my friend.
You reciprocated very nicely when you promoted one of my shows up in Pennsylvania. So I really appreciate that. If we don't talk, and hopefully we will before the holidays, have a great holiday. Enjoy yourself with your granddaughter while you're in Branson. And, Richard, we will be seeing you soon, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's been my pleasure, certainly.
We're talking to one of four great guys from the Oak Ridge Boys, my dear friend, Richard Sturban. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
PG&E is shutting off the power to nearly 1 million customers across Northern California. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo says residents need to take extra precaution on the roads this evening.
We need everyone to approach intersections with caution. The signals are out. We want everyone to come to a four-way stop. We want everyone to obey all road closures and detours. Most importantly, avoid the driving at night if at all possible.
High winds are threatening power lines while the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County burns over 25,000 acres at 10% containment. The scheduled shutoffs are between 6 o'clock and 9 p.m. Pacific time, beginning tonight through midday on Monday. Police are investigating a deadly shooting at a Walmart in Waycross, Georgia. Authorities say a 19-year-old gunman opened fire inside the store early this morning before killing himself. There were no reports of any injuries. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest hasn't been on our show in a long time, although our paths have crossed over the years. Joining us right now is one funny man. It's Tom Arnold. Hi, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well, it's been a long time, and I'll tell you, the last time you and I were in each other's company was back in 2009, June, where I did the eulogy and emceed the funeral for our mutual friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. Good old Ed. Yes. What a great dude.
You guys had the same birthday.
Yes. Ed McMahon, Shaq, and I loved Ed. We're very close. I'm looking at a picture of him right now on the wall of my office. 10 years ago, huh?
Yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah. You were nice enough to come up on stage. And I think we were at the Radio and Television Pavilion or something there in Burbank, wasn't it?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, something like that. Sad day. Okay. But anyway, that was the last time we spoke. And now you are doing something that is very cool. You're on the live edition, celebrity edition, I might add, of Family Feud, going a lot of places. Tell us about this, because this show is so good on television, and now you are bringing it on stage. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, you know, back in the day, I loved the Family Feud. I've always loved it. I loved it from the first host, Richard, what was his name, Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawson.
Yeah, remember? And he kissed people.
Right.
And the guy from Hogan's Heroes, which, it was just a fun show, and it seemed like if you watched it, and, you know, I used to watch it when I lived back in Iowa before I came out to Hollywood, and I thought, that just seemed like a show I could probably do. It's not like Jeopardy where you're like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that show. It just seemed like a fun show. And eventually, the Jackie Thomas show, my TV show, we competed against Roseanne on the show. So I've been on the television show. And we won. And I have the clips to it. I was watching them recently as we get ready to go on the road to do this show. And I remember how competitive we were. And John Goodman and Roseanne and Lori Metcalf were just my cast, Mark Mull and the other guys. We really wanted to win. And it was very competitive. It was very fun. Someone called me that they do this live. I go, how does that even work? What do you mean live? They go, we go around the different cities and you know, 3,000 people will come out. And I was like, oh my gosh, and people can win money and they get picked randomly out of the audience and they put them together and a real, you know, game show producer will coach them up. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not the host or anything. I'm like the family member, the celebrity family member. So I get to play, which is the most fun. And that's what we do. And, you know, I have little kids now, and we love playing these games together. And, you know, I have a lot of energy still, barely, but it just seems like great fun. And people, like I say, can win money, and they're excited. It's a home run, I think.
Is Fremantle the production company that does the television show doing the live shows too, Tom?
Yeah, they're very good. They just do your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 100% sure I would not be doing this if they weren't the ones doing it, because they are just excellent. They really know what they're doing. It's going to be the show, and they're going to do it like the show. It's going to be live, and it's, you know, if you go to a taping of the show, there's dead spots.
Yeah.
You know, as you wait for things to be set up, there's not going to be dead spots here. When it's game time, you know, people are going to know the contestants are going to be, they'll be interviewed backstage, so they'll be in the order that the producer thinks that they'll be answering the questions. You know, how they do, they set up the, what they think is the quickest, smartest family member first, second, third. It's going to be great.
You are the perfect person for this. There is no doubt about it, because you radiate such energy, and being the fan as you are of the show. You know, we were talking about Ed earlier, his family, I got them on the TV version of Celebrity. The thing that really gets me, you talk about how everything kind of comes together. The host of this show is Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo Bowden won the television show's number one prize, Next Big Star, that Ed hosted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, my gosh. See? Now, see? Full circle, everything?
Yeah.
That's right.
I go down. You have done so many films. And I'm just going to mention a few. 9 Months, McHale's Navy, Cradle 2 to the Grave, Happy Endings, The Great Buck Howard, and, of course, the Fox News Net talk show, the best damn sports show, period. I love that. And you've been keeping busy like crazy. You started, actually, though, in an open microphone night at the University of Iowa just on a whim.
Well, you know, I dreamed. I grew up in Tumble, Iowa, as a single father. You know, he went to work and he came home, and my brother and I, the only time, we really heard him laugh downstairs would be when there was a Bob Hope special on. You know, I said to my brother, whatever it is that this Bob Hope does, you know, I want to do that. So Bob Hope's this comedian. This is in the 60s, you know, and
yeah.
There'd be a Bob Hope do one of these USO shows or whatever, and he'd go to Vietnam or he'd go wherever the troops were, and he'd do these fantastic shows. And so I wanted to be a comedian. And when I saved up money, worked at the meatpacking plant, you know, I eventually got to the University of Iowa. They had open mic night. And I just wanted to get up there and tell some jokes and got all my friends together. And we had a bunch of drinks and told jokes. I still have a tape of the first time, and you know, I wasn't good, and my friends thought I was, and ended up getting an opportunity for a job in Minneapolis, and ended up moving up there, and that's where I met my first wife, and she just started doing comedy from Denver, and then I started writing jokes for her, and then she went in 1985 on Johnny Carson, you know, with Ed McMahon there, and it was her first time, and she did a couple of jokes I'd written, and Johnny loved her, and
yeah.
Sat her down there, and then she had a career. And then she said, I want to, you know, do a show about my life. I want you to come out and write it. So I came out there to L.A., and one of the first things I did was a Bob Hope special. So my dad was sitting at home in Tumble, Iowa, and on the same TV that he watched and laughed at Bob Hope when I was a kid, the same living room, he saw me with Bob Hope. And laughed. And then, you know, and of course, Bob Hope called him, and, you know, it was amazing. And that's my first magic is, you know, making my dad laugh with the guy that he idolized, you know. Yeah, that's what happened. But, yeah, I just got up and I told some jokes I'd stolen from other people and then eventually learned how to do it right.
You know, Tom, when you told that story, I just got the chills when you said the thing about the Bob Hope story because, boy, what a great way to have your father see that. I mean, that is sensational. Gosh, wow, that's heavy stuff right there.
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, Bob Hope, you know, I get hooked up with the USO for Bob Hope, and I do stuff with him. And then he has me come down to Palm Springs, and, you know, he has that beautiful house down there. And I spend time with him and get to know him. And, you know, Bob Hope liked to work, too. And he'd call and say, hey, he'd be golfing over there at Toluca Lake. And I'd say, hey, come over and do the tag on the Roseanne Show or whatever. And he, too, we had so much fun. Just so many things that he and his wife and just these incredible people. And, you know, what a crazy honor to get to know Bob Hope and to get to know, you know, Johnny Carson a little bit. But Ed McMahon, I knew Ed McMahon and his wife very intimately and spent so much time with them. And, you know, what a big honor that is for somebody like me, too. And just really good people.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, he and I were partners for many years and toured with a show called The Tonight Show Memories. And I got a call about 2 months ago from Pam, his wife, and she wants to do that
Pam.
Again. Yeah, and so we might
That's
do it.
That's a good idea. People love that. Man, you know, I was talking to Jane Fonda, and her and Lily Tomlin were doing stuff on the road. And at first they were like, I don't know about, you know, doing these memory shows, and then they were like, oh, my God, this is the best. People just love it. You know, and people that were movie stars, people love it. The Tonight Show, the memories, again, I'm looking at pictures. I see Ed sent me these pictures of Joan Crawford with him and Johnny on the show. Ed gave me the most amazing original pictures from the Tonight Show. But these memories, people love them. It's like why people love the older rock bands.
Right.
They sell out.
Right.
And then the new ones don't. People love this stuff. That would be a fantastic idea.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it after the first of the year. But, you know, I look down the list, Tom, of all of the places that you're going to be at, and you're going to be at in November 12th at the Villages in Florida. And speaking about tributes, I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra called The Tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and we're going to be playing the Villages on the 20th. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, Dick Clark's another one. Yeah. Loved him.
Tom, we invite you to come back and check out Family Feud Live for tickets. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. you very much, buddy.
Tom Arnold has been our guest, and the name of the show, of course, is The Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. For tickets, go to familyfeudlive.com/tickets, and they're going to be starting on Monday and go through the middle of November. And our guest has been Tom Arnold. Stick around. There's more to come live with Ron Segi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Back live. live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today, and that song is appropriate for our next guest, a show that I watch because I'm a car guy, and it's a finale of the season is coming up on Wednesday, October 30th at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on Motor Trend. It is called Garage Squad. Joining us right now, it's his chief mechanic, Joe Zolper. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Ron? Pleasure to be here today.
I'm a car guy, and I watch this show. Congratulations on a great season. Season 6, the finale coming up on Wednesday. And, you know, you guys do something that is terrific. You go to the car and the owner's house in their garage, vis-a-vis having them bring it to you or stealing it or whatever the case may be. Great concept, Joe.
Yeah, you know, it is. And this way, you know, what I like about this is we get the owner involved also to work on his car. So, you know, we're trying to teach him, you know, the tricks of the trade. We're trying to teach him everything he needs to know about his vehicle. Because let's face it, you know, every gearhead, whether how much knowledge they have, they like to tinker with their own car in the garage.
Right.
So we like to give them the knowledge in order to do so.
Now, in the event that someone may not have seen the show, what the guys and now Christy do is they go right to the house and they get a car that has been sitting in the garage for a long time, possibly a car that, you know, is really the apple of one's eye in their own eye, okay, and it stopped being worked on because of lack of money and know-how, you know, it's cluttered with parts and tools and everything else. And you people go in and do the upholstery. You'll rebuild an engine. You will do body work. You know, which always amazed me, Joe, because, you know, a lot of garages aren't that big, and you guys do a very big reconstruction. I don't know how you do it.
You know, I got to tell you, a lot of people think our show is fake, and I am here to tell you right now it's not. I mean, yes. I mean, we get in some tight places with garages. I mean, we are out in the driveway rebuilding transmissions on a table. You know, we're rebuilding motors, you know, outside in the driveway. I mean, we are doing the work. There is no crew that comes in, you know, and finishes up for us. I mean, we are the ones there doing it, and, you know, we get down and dirty.
Joe, out of curiosity, how does someone get a hold of you and are a candidate for the show? I mean, what is the premise that you use?
Okay, well, you know, a lot of people try to reach out to me or Bruno or Christy, and that's not how it works. That can't help you. What you got to do is you got to go to garagesquad.tv.com, and you got a submission page there. And what you want to do is do your submission, do it the best you can, maybe do a little video, you know, download all your photos and, you know, give us, you know, a background, you know, of the car, why it's sitting, why it's in the position that it's in. And the network reviews them. And everyone, not one submission gets passed up. Everyone gets reviewed. And then they take thousands of them and they break it down to a handful that we can both check out to see if, you know, if they're possible to even finish up and do.
Okay. Now, have you ever worked on, Joe, a Stutz Blackhawk?
No, I have not. That's one on my bucket list.
Well, good, because I have one. And so I could make your dreams come true. I have a 1975 Stutz Blackhawk. Of course, there were only 550 made between 1970 and 1986. Elvis bought the first one. And it's in terrific shape, but it could be used some engine work. And, boy, you know, I only want to trust it to you, Joe.
Well, that is something I would love to put my hands on and get work on. That is a very rare find. That is a cool car to have right there in a collection.
Yeah, it really is. And it wins all kinds of car shows. But, hey, let me know about next season. I'm at your disposal. Now, speaking about next, the finale coming up on the 30th is called Santa's New Sleigh. Tell us about this.
This is one of my favorite episodes for a season finale, bar none. It's something that I'm excited about. I mean, you can tell I'm just excited talking about it. And what this is these police officers took a street rod and they cut the roof off of it and they turned it into like a street rod Santa sleigh. And they got it basically painted, and that's as far as they got. And they needed help getting this thing up and running, and they sent in a submission, they contacted us, and we went out there and we finished Santa's sleigh street rod.
Wow.
And what they're going to do with this thing is they're going to deliver food, gifts, toys and everything to the kids and in the local community. And it's going to be awesome. I mean, they're going to pull up in the Santa Sleigh Street Ride dressed as Santa Claus and Elf and everything. And, so, I mean, think about being a young kid, a young gearhead, and seeing this pull up in front of your house. I mean, this is going to be something that is going to be moving, I believe. And it's something that I fell in love with this, the idea as soon as I heard it. And these guys are awesome for what they're getting ready to do. And I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Oh, that's sensational. It really is. And you say it's a 1930 rat rod. What kind?
It's actually a Tudor. Tudor, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
The roof off.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and you just got you set your DVR, because if you don't get a chance to watch it, you at least get DVR. You got to watch this show. And this here is something that, even if you're not a gearhead, it's something that is going to be entertaining. It's going to be, you know, heartfelt, and I think everyone's going
to
enjoy it.
You know, you just mentioned something there that I want to bring to light, okay? You don't have to be a gearhead. Mm-hmm. It's an entertaining show. I mean, it's like watching fine art being done, because it's transforming something that is old and beat up into something that is absolutely pristine. And that's the art of this whole thing. And in all the years you've done this on the air, what is your favorite rebuild?
Oh, I cannot say one. I have multiple. I mean, we got Impalas that we've done. I mean, Chevelles. You know, I am a Mopar guy. You know, we just did a Challenger. I love that car. There is no one car. I mean, you know, we're over 67, 68 vehicles we've done on this show so far. I mean, we've done a lot.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we've done them all in a week or less.
Yeah.
5 days or less.
Now, will there be a season 7? Hopefully.
Hopefully. I'm optimistic. I mean, I think that as long as our fans are supportive and people appreciate what we're doing, I think there's going to be a season 7. We'll see what happens.
Well,
it's up to you, the fans, you know, to tune in.
Well, fans, tune in, okay? It's the finale of the 6th season coming up on Motor Trend TV. It's called Garage Squad. It's going to be airing on October 30th at 10 p.m., 9 Central. And you got to watch it. Our guest has been Joe Zolper. Thanks, Joe. Good luck. We'll be watching.
Okay.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a 4-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements, and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look. That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today on this last weekend of October. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include from the Oak Ridge Boys, baritone singer Richard Sturban, comedian Tom Arnold, and the chief mechanic Joe Soper on Garage Squad on Motor Trend TV. Next hour, Centoya Brown Long will be here talking about her book, Free Centoya. You've got to listen to this. Actress Marla Sokoloff from Lifetime. She's got a great Christmas show coming up. Actor Greg Grunberg, who's starring in Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker in theaters this December 20th. And Carolyn Sloan, who's written a book called Welcome to Jazz. That's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.